appelée Jeanne.
Fille de Dieu, comment va?
Joan of Arc, since 1920, Saint Joan, had such an extraordinary, brief life, dead at 19. Inevitably, her image through the ages has drawn out powerful emotions among the French. Today, there are some who see her as primarily a religious figure, like Erwan Lemoedec, who writes a Catholic blog.
For me, she is a religious figure insofar as she was very obedient to God. She was very humble. She spoke with very simple words and with her heart. And this is what I am sensitive to.
But then there's the politics. This is the National Front leader, Marine Le Pen, being greeted last week at a statue of Joan of Arc in Paris on the saint's 600th birthday. Very astutely, in recent years, the far right has made Joan of Arc its own, as if it alone appreciates her importance to the French. But that monopoly may be ending.
Jeanne est l'incarnation du patriotisme.
Last week, President Sarkozy also honoured Joan of Arc, travelling to her birthplace in Lorraine. Even the socialists, who rather despised her as a national religious icon, have been talking her up. So what's happening? Max Gallo is a well-known historian and author of a new book on Joan of Arc. A former socialist, he's now a firm believer in the virtues of the nation-state.
Écoutez, pendant 20 ans, en effet, Le Pen, le Front National, ont fait de la figure de Jeanne d'Arc.
It's true. For 20 years, the National Front made Joan of Arc its symbol. But I don't principally blame them. The real culprits are the mainstream politicians who let them get away with it. But I don't think it will last. Time and again in history, she's resisted attempts to exploit her image and shown that she belongs to all of the French people.
Très proche de la totalité du peuple français.
You are not helping yourself by refusing to submit to our judgment.
You, who claim to be my judges, you be careful!
Interpretations of Joan of Arc have indeed varied over the years. In the Enlightenment, she was mocked as a deranged fool. But then her reputation was transformed. The right came to see in her an emblem of nation and church, while for the left she was one of the people, a peasant girl who rallied France against the English occupation. Today, if there's a resurgence of interest in Joan of Arc, it may not just be because of the anniversary. Erwan Lemoedec, for one, says that the French will always turn to Joan of Arc in times of adversity, like today.
She was an example of unity, of a time where people in France were lost and trying to find somebody to guide them. And she came to give confidence to the people, to give unity. And today, with globalization, with the economic crisis, people need such confidence and such unity. So she is relevant at this point.
And for a nation-stater like Max Gallo, what Joan of Arc represents is a return to patriotism. A patriotism, in his view, too long buried under the European ideal.
Ceux qui sont favorables ou étaient favorables à la construction européenne ont considéré...
The people who believed in European construction thought the nation was an idea that had lived its time, that it was dépassé. I think that everything that has happened in recent years shows that this is not true, that the nation is a form of organization which is both alive and well and indeed necessary.
Vivante et nécessaire.
Donc elle revient, Jeanne d'Arc.
À mon avis, elle revient.
Elle revient. Joan of Arc, he says, is coming back. The wistful hopes may be of a committed French nationalist, but these are, let's face it, unpredictable times.